Now, the rest of the story. General George Smith Patton, Jr. Old Blood and Guts, Georgie Patton. You've heard every imaginable nickname, both fond and ferocious, for the fabulous soldier some say was the last cavalier. Athlete and poet, fatalist and mystic, historian, devout religionist, consummate fighter, George Patton was a kaleidoscope of them all. It is so that in the life of every great man, there is a personal adversary to be contended with, a weakness which must be turned to strength, and so it was for George Patton. A somewhat sickly boy, he demanded of himself the courage and discipline that would mold him into an Olympic contestant at the age of 26. But there was yet another weakness in George's childhood, an enemy he never quite overcame. Young George's heroes were clearly fixed in his mind, Alexander and Scipio, Cromwell. His idols were physically strong, so he made himself physically strong. They were brave, so he became brave. Their images forged his character, transfigured him into the soldier who one day would lead others through a hail of machine gun fire. George would fall that day in the leaden spray, but clinging to his flagging consciousness would continue to direct his troops. And it was his sense of history that cinched it, that skilled him in the lore of battle, that gave him the will to do or die in the attempt. So completely did George Patton identify with those who had gone before him in war that he made a fetish of their courage, their accomplishments, and made theirs his. A rugged, raw-boned six-footer at Pasadena High School, he was handed a diploma that told him to, quote, go bowl him over at West Point. And bowl him over he did. Through West Point, through two world wars, and through it all, the ghosts of warriors long dead haunted him and drove him on. How curious. The source of that earliest inspiration. For a boy whose father, though a soldier, had encouraged his son in the pursuit of law. But there was another. There was an ally who fought beside George in his first childhood battles, who cheered him on as he acted out the game of war, whose robust nature and athletic ability and equestrian talent helped to shape one of the greatest cavalrymen of all time. And that comrade of George's youth, who related the stories of Alexander and Scipio and Cromwell, had to. I said had to. For George's very first enemies were the word, the sentence, the paragraph. And if he never completely conquered them, there was a reason for it. You see, until the age of 12, George Patton could neither read nor write. That was the strong man's weakness. But the ally, the constant companion who read to him what he could not read, who first taught our nation's greatest cavalryman how to ride, the friend of his youth, who recognized the first beginnings of greatness in a small boy and prepared him for a world of men, was a woman, Mrs. George Patton, Sr., his mother. And now you know the rest of the story.